This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. In moments, we'll check in with a familiar WHL coach, but with a new team, Steve Hamilton, finding success with the Everett Silvertips. We'll talk about the team's hot start and what has them ranked fourth in the CHL top 10 so far. Well, it's been quite a good run for Moose Jaw Warriors forward Lyndon Lakovich, the A-rated skater by NHL Central Scouting, fresh off that WHL title won in May. He'll also be representing the CHL later this month, and he'll be our guest. And it's a second tempo WHL Player of the Week for Kamloops Blazer forward Nathan Boehm. He's one of the top point producers to start the season. We'll talk about that start and where he and his team are headed. Plus, we'll have a wrap on the 2024 WHL Cup. First up. Well, the Everett Silvertips are out to a great start so far this season. On top of the Western Conference, ranked fourth in the CHL top 10. It's the brand new head coach this season who has, of course, been in the league a long time. Steve Hamilton joins us on WHL This Week. Steve, you know, your start to the season with a brand new team, the way you guys are playing, I don't think you could have asked for anything better here a month into the season.
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, a lot of change, personally, you know, change professionally, and to come into a new organization like Everett for me it's been great, and you know, I give all the credit to the players and the staff that was in place, really good foundation here in Everett.
We spoke with Mike Fraser last year, the general manager, and he talked about almost a "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" mentality as far as how the Silvertips play. And I think he was looking for, you know, a staff and a coach that would continue to sort of instill the way the Silvertips play and what makes them successful. So, you know, taking over that role, have you had to tweak anything, or is it just sort of all system status quo here with the hockey club?
Yeah, I mean that. To be honest with you, when Mike and I were going down the road, through the hiring process, Mike was kind of found a way to sort of sneak in we kind of like how we play in Everett. I said you should, because that's obviously Everett wasn't a team that I saw more than once a year, but when we did see him, we always knew what to expect. And I think a big part of it too is the scouting staff, obviously Mike's leadership. There's a very clear template of the kind of players that Everett looks for and wants involved and part of the program. And I just, you know, it became very evident to me, even going through training camp, you know, a lot of the discussion was based around, is this player a Silvertip? Is he the type of player that we can see, you know, playing within our style of play, and I just think that was really good to know that, you know, there's a long history here of identifying players that play a certain way and have certain qualities that obviously we respect and value, and my job was to come in here and build a lot of relationships with the players. To be totally frank, it's probably been the number one priority for me, and then also figuring out, you know, where we are personnel wise, best usage, all of those kinds of things. And that's taken some time, but, you know, lots of good pieces to work with too.
Landon DuPont, of course, is the big name as far as exceptional status and his profile, but he sort of just kind of blended right in with everything going on there. Let's talk about Landon's first 14 games in the WHL and what you've seen.
Well, I mean, I think it goes without saying, he's obviously a special talent, and, you know, being from Calgary, you know, the last 6 years, I've had a chance to watch him. My son's the same age, played against him a few times, and, you know, Landon's the name you've heard for years, and when you watch him play, you can see why. People talk about him. He has a fearlessness about him as a player, and you know, just an impactful, you know, demeanor. When he goes out there, he wants to make a difference. And now, with that being said, we're talking about a 15-year-old defenseman, and I think, John, you've been in the league a long time, and you know how hard it is for young defensemen to, you know, acclimate themselves to the Western Hockey League. And I think one of the biggest things you see from Landon is he just goes about his business day after day, and he's not overwhelmed. He's a difference maker. He wants to make plays, and he's had the, you know, that mindset that he, this is not more than he can handle. And so you see right away that there's a comfort level. And I think that the guys on our team have just brought him in, and he's one of the guys, and so humble and so hardworking. And those are the qualities that you really respect about a player. And you see that in him in spades.
You know, we talked off the top about, you know, the fact that you were in the Eastern Conference, long time in Edmonton, long time in Calgary, but things are different on the other side of the Rockies, I always say, when it comes to the Western Conference, and in particular, the U.S. Division. How are you finding things in the U.S. Division so far? It's you're in the States, you know, these buildings are electric most nights. There's great rivalries like there is in the Central, but what are you seeing as some differences in that division so far?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head just from an environment standpoint. And I think as a coach too, you don't have a long history with a lot of the guys that have been in place on this side of the draw. In this conference, you know, you saw them once a year, and so really the focus in most of those games, you touch on a few things, but the focus was usually just on your own team. And so, you know, it's been good for me. It's been revitalizing for me to really have to dig in and you know, get up to speed, so to speak, with the teams that we're facing and some of their tendencies and things that make them successful. So, you know, I do give Dennis and Dean and Mike a lot of credit. You know, Dennis did a good job here, and these guys are well prepared. You can tell by their practice habits and their demeanor and their coachability. You know, like I said, we've got some really smart, competitive players, and that's helped me immensely. And, you know, like I said, I wanted to come in here and build some relationships with these guys and start to get a good understanding of what we have as a team. And, you know, and part of that too is leaning on the guys I work with when we're going into barns that I haven't been in a ton. And, you know, it's been a change, but I think a very positive one.
What's it like to coach at Angel of the Winds Arena on a Saturday night in Everett, Steve?
It's buzzing. Absolutely electric. And, you know, I've always said this is, you know, when I was coaching in the Central Division, you know, you always looked forward to coming to Everett for the atmosphere. And you always knew you'd get the full experience every time you came here. And our fans are terrific and really invested in our team. And just to give you one quick story, there was, you know, the season ticket holders had an opportunity to come in and pick their tickets up and then meet with the players who were kind of spread out along the concourse. And I think it opened at 6 o'clock, and I was leaving the rink at probably 10 after five, quarter after five. And it was lined up on two sides of the building to come in and pick their tickets up and meet the players. And I thought, wow, like, hockey matters here in Everett. The fans are passionate. And that was just a small sample of you know, what you come to expect here. And it's great because there's always lots of juice in the building, and the fans are here to cheer and they support the tips. And, you know, that matters. And I've really appreciated that as a coach.
We talk about the U.S. division. You'll be without Landon DuPont this weekend. The U-17 World Challenge is getting going. But U.S. division, couple divisional games this weekend, Wenatchee and then Tri-City on sort of a Friday-Sunday. So you know what? That U.S. division, not a lot of nights off. Well-coached teams. What do you expect here ahead?
Well, well said. Well-coached teams and ultra-competitive division. And you know, we haven't seen Tri-Cities yet this year. I know they're playing really well. I watched the last couple of their games, and, you know, certainly Wenatchee's all in all the time and hard to play against and got a great penalty kill. So there's lots of things you take away night after night playing in this division about how important it is. And I think our guys, one of the biggest things I've appreciated is the coachability and the ability to, you know, make adjustments and see things and look at things differently and implement some small changes. And they're able to take that and put it into play. And that's important when you're playing divisional games. You don't want to be the same team night after night, and you got to make some subtle adjustments. And I think our guys have handled that extremely well. And there's no easy nights in the U.S. division, and it's ultra, ultra competitive.
Steve, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend, and congratulations on a really strong start there with the Silver Tips. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, John.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The 2024 WHL Cup was awarded this past weekend to Alberta. Now, the matchup in the gold medal game, the same as last year, but history would not repeat itself. Saskatoon Blades prospect Jagger John scored twice and added an assist as Alberta downing Manitoba 8-1 to claim gold. And it marks the second straight year Alberta and Manitoba have met in the WHL Cup final. With 3 goals and 5 assists in 5 games, Seattle Thunderbirds prospect Brock Englund was named the tournament's most valuable player. Meanwhile, Vancouver Giants first-round pick Blake Chorney recorded 4 assists to help Saskatchewan defeat BC 8-5 in the bronze medal game. Chorney, who was selected 10th overall by the Giants in the 2024 WHL Prospects Draft, had at least 1 point in all 5 games, including a hat trick in the semifinal against Alberta. He led the tournament in scoring with an incredible 7 goals and 4 assists for 11 points in 5 games. Not surprisingly, Chorney was named a tournament all-star and Team Saskatchewan's top performer. Moose Jaw Warriors NHL draft eligible forward Lyndon Lakovich is on a roll. James Gallo has more from the Warriors BC road trip.
Talking with Moose Jaw Warrior Lyndon Lakovich, who received some great news over the last couple of days. Not only was he ranked as an ace skater by NHL Central Scouting in their preliminary rankings, but he was named to Team CHL for the upcoming CHL USA Prospect game coming up in late November. And Lyndon, first off, congratulations on both. For you personally, how does it feel to crack Team CHL, being one of 10 players in the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Obviously, it means the world to me. I think I've came a long way since coming into the league. I think Moose Jaw's kind of been a home for me, maybe the player in person I am today. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to them. And, I think, like I said, I've came a long way, so it means a lot.
Maybe talk about how someone like Mark O'Leary and Scott King have helped you to get to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I could have so many examples, but one of them that stuck out was my defensive game. When I came into the league, I don't think I've ever heard of defense, and Lears has really helped me in that department. And like I said, my 200-foot games came a long way, and I think it's got me to where I am today.
For you to get here, you have to help yourself as well. I've seen how hard that you've worked. Maybe describe to fans, what you've done to elevate and develop over the course of the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, obviously, everyone's on the ice and in the gym the exact same amount, and you get to choose, if you want to come in early, do work, and you want to stay out after practice, do work. And I think for the most part, I've taken advantage of that for over the past couple of years, and it's definitely helped me to get to where I am today. But you got to put in the extra work, and I think I've done that.
Talking with Lyndon Lakovich, who of course has been named to Team CHL for the upcoming game against the U.S. National Development Team. It's an all-star team, Lyndon. That's plain and simple. When you go and play for an all-star team, is it hard or easy to accept the role that the coaching staff asks you to play in an event like this?
Yeah, it's definitely hard. Like you said, it is an all-star team. Everyone, was probably the leading scorer on their, CHL team. And then you go there and maybe you get thrown into like a fourth-line check-in role. Who knows? So it's definitely hard, but, at the end of the day, that's what scouts are looking for. See if, you could buy into any role you have. If, on that team, you're chosen to score goals or you're chosen to check it. It really doesn't matter. Everyone there is gifted and talented, and, they've put in the work to get there. And so I think it definitely will be a challenge, but I'm ready for it.
You could be asked to take on a different role, but the other side is you got this opportunity playing a specific role. When you go to an event like this, how important is it for you to showcase what exactly you can do and play with inside your box?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what the whole event is all about. Obviously, they want to see who really sticks out among the top prospects, but I think everyone there has a certain skill set, and you know, mine's going to be different than others. And I think that's the whole point of the event, to showcase your talents, and I think I got to do that.
First time that the CHL's done this with the national development team down in the States. Is a little bit of pressure?
A little bit, but no, I think it's going to be exciting. I think both teams are, you know, they're all-star teams, like you said, and I think it's going to be a blast.
For you, do you know many of the guys on Team CHL? I'm assuming some of the guys on Team WHL are from the WHL, but do you know many of the guys on Team CHL?
Yeah, I know quite a few of them just playing through Hockey Canada events, and then I obviously know all the Western League guys, so I think it'll be good just so when I'm going there I know a few guys and can kind of relate to them, but I think it's going to be exciting. Some guys I've never played with before, so it's going to be exciting meeting new players.
Talking with Lyndon Lakovich, who again named to Team CHL, one of 10 players from the Western Hockey League to take on the American National Development Team coming up later this month in Ontario. This is a great opportunity, as we've talked about, for you, Lyndon, but this is also an opportunity for you to represent yourself, your family, your organization, and your community. What does it mean to you to go to an event like this and represent everything that encompasses the Moose Jaw Warriors?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, you know, Moose Jaw, they've done everything for me. You know, when I came in as 15-year-old, they've helped me grow. I think I've given back to the community a little bit, and you know, they've shown their support behind myself and the team. And you know, that's all I want to do is just give back to them after the run we had last year. And I think right now is a perfect time for it.
You mentioned the championship run last year. How much does that help you going to an event like this? Because you played a pretty key role, you know, captain clutch there in this Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, absolutely. Like these All-Star games, you know, are going to be tough, you know, going into that Memorial Cup. You know, every team there was an All-Star team, right? So I think that could help you in a way. You know, the long playoff run, playing some hard, heavy games, and, you know, the pace is super high, and that's what it's going to be like here. So I think, you know, those games at the Memorial Cup and that whole run are definitely going to help.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, after a 10-point week, including a 6-point game against the Victoria Royals, Kamloops Blazer forward Nathan Boehm has been named the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. In fact, it's his second Player of the Week award in the last month.
Yeah, I thought our team, we were on a good run, and I thought our line was creating lots, and we were getting lots of scoring opportunities and burying lots, so it was fun.
6-point game against the Victoria Royals. You have a 4-point game. You don't have a 5-point game, but you got a 6-point game now, a hat trick and 3 assists there on home ice.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, we were just, everything seemed to be going in that game and then the next game as well, and we're just going to keep trying to do that throughout the rest of the season here.
You know, I look at, you know, the WHL scoring race, and it might be early to start looking at some of these things, but, you know, as we do this interview, you're number one in the WHL, and I don't think there was many people that would have thought that after the first 13, 14 games. Does that surprise you at all?
I don't know if it surprises me at all. I mean, I've always been a pretty offensive guy, so now I think coming into my second year, I knew I was going to be a top guy and getting lots of opportunity to score points, so it's pretty cool for sure. Just going to try to keep it up.
It all coincides with a 4-game winning streak that the club recently had here as well. Emmett Finney and John Sabo have been your line mates, a couple of veteran 19-year-olds in the league. Tell me how you guys have got it done.
Yeah, I think John Sabo, he's a hardworking guy, creates lots of room for me and Finney. He's good on the forecheck, and me and Finney are getting some pretty good chemistry. We're finding each other in open ice, and we're burying lots, and Zabo's going to the net as well and getting some goals too.
You know, this show focuses a lot on WHL draft-eligible players. NHL Central Scouting put out their rankings. Only 6 WHL players received an A rating. You received a B rating. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. You can, for B, you can only go up from there. So that's my goal for now, just to keep trying to improve my ranking.
Now, as well, the CHL USA Prospects Challenge is coming up, a couple of games out east. You weren't on this Team CHL, despite a really good start to the season here for sure. Did you notice the fact that maybe you were left off that list?
Yeah, for sure. It's something you work towards, and unfortunately it didn't happen, but it's going to be used as fuel for me to keep going and hopefully prove them wrong.
Okay. Nathan? Great start to your season here. Things have turned around for your hockey club here as well. Go out and have a great November.
Thanks.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say big thanks to our guests as well as James in Moose Jaw with the Warriors. Appreciate that. I'm John Keane. Have a great weekend.